Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand Bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's feeling good. We got a great show today. Kane Brown will be in. We'll do some easy trivia. Here we go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello. Bobby Bones, my girlfriend and I are in our mid-30s. We've been dating each other exclusively for 7 months. We made it official a few months ago. She has an ex of 10 years. They broke up a couple years ago. I knew they were still friends and I trust her completely. The thing is, I didn't know how close they were until recently. I found out they still hang out and even have drinks when she goes to his ranch with him.
What?
He helps around the house with projects when I'm not around.
Oh, my God.
I'm typically not the jealous type, and I trust that they are just friends. I live 2 hours away and understand that she doesn't have many friends in her small town. I've expressed my concerns, but she says still being friends with him is important to her. What should I do? Maybe a little jealous boyfriend in California. Yeah, bro, she's making out with him.
What?
This isn't jealousy. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, she is.
Why?
You have, first of all, if you have a new person, if you have a new partner, you have the respect for them to not have your ex of years and years and years in your house or you at their house for long periods of time when they're not around. Yeah. That's a respect thing. It straight exactly. up is. Yeah, that's tough. And he's chores around the house, taking stuff off the shelf.
Handy
lifting
things.
Okay, well, get on an app. Go to Shelly's List or whatever that one's called. Sandra's
Nancy's
List.
Is that
Beanie's.
What it is?
What's her name?
Shelly's List.
Angie's List.
Angie.
We knew it was something.
So close.
There's no way.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
There and is it, a percentage it, that they're not.
But if they're not doing it, they're going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course
that
they
mean
are.
Going to.
Absolutely.
Guys,
they've done it so many times
mm-hmm. yeah,
before, and the situation is going to happen again. Hey, would you mind getting this off the shelf?
Oh, what am I? There we go.
A saxophone plays out of nowhere out of the corner. There is no chance. You are not a jealous boyfriend. By the way, you should have already axed this. This wouldn't have been happening.
What? Oh, axed it.
Like, yeah, he doesn't need to be in your house. If you guys want to be cordial with each other, that's fine. If you want to, like, I don't know, man. I don't like it.
So what does he do? He says to her, hey, this makes me uncomfortable.
Well, first of all, he goes over to that dude's house. He knocks
no, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no. No. Okay, all right. Yeah, he's just got to tell her, hey, this is not respectful to me. He has to even say, I don't think you're cheating on me. Don't worry about that. She probably is. But I don't think you're cheating on me, but I can't. This is not respectful to me that you are alone with your ex-boyfriend of 10 years.
And, like, just so you know, I wouldn't do this to you.
No way. No way. What do you think?
Or what if she says, oh, I wouldn't mind if you hung out with
But he doesn't have that situation. He doesn't have that situation. Nope, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. I like to think that I'm extremely developed and matured and...
His feelings are valid, and his feelings are his feelings, so regardless...
No, these are every man's feelings. This is everybody's feelings.
Okay,
you can't be hanging out with
your ex
like that.
Well, then he needs to share his feelings and then ask what would make him feel comfortable, and if she can't get on board with that, then they weren't meant to be.
Yeah. I'd smell her clothes.
Yeah, smell the cologne
smells like
on there?
Probably smell like a brute.
Mm-hmm. Old Spice.
Why does he wear brute?
Yeah, from Walmart.
Sounds like a guy that would wear brute.
Exactly.
On the ranch.
Because this dude is shady, I tell you. But that dude ain't his problem. Even if they are making out, that dude ain't his problem. That dude's just being a dude. His girl is his problem. Lunchbox?
Here we go.
Look, man, this is tough. Because I'm not the jealous type. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, but if your wife... For hours a day
that's
when
what
you weren't there
say.
With the next boyfriend.
But if she's going over to his ranch to have some drinks and ride bareback on those horses.
Did you say that in the email?
I insinuated it. Okay. Yep. By the way, I raised my eyebrows.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That ain't going to happen.
That ain't happening.
It's my way or
that's
the highway.
That's disrespectful to you.
Absolutely. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to say, hey, man, if you want to meet for a drink, we can all meet for a drink at the bar. But we ain't going to your house to ride bareback.
That's true. We ain't even going saddled, protected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bareback.
No, we ain't even going saddled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Eddie?
No, this is crazy. Like, the fact that she thinks it's okay, this is not okay. And this dude needs to step in, tell her that he does not feel right about this, and it needs to stop ASAP because they are definitely doing it.
Yeah.
They are definitely not.
They definitely are.
No, they're not. You have
again,
no proof that they are.
If they're not, they're going to tomorrow.
Okay. And she doesn't have that many friends in her small town.
Well, make more.
Guess what?
Exactly.
Move
town. Get on Angie's list. See if there's a friend-making job or something. All right, that's it. Hey, shut it down, bro. Shut it down right now.
It's crazy.
I'd be out. I'd be out.
In a kind way.
I'd be out. Here's the kind way. I'm breaking up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even give her the opportunity to...
Anybody that's going to do that, even think this is okay.
The fact that she thinks it's okay is crazy.
In her mind, it might genuinely be innocent.
No. She has an ex. Let me read this. Okay, let me just read this one more time. She has an ex of 10 years.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
They just broke up 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I found out they still hang out and even have drinks when she goes to his ranch with him. That's double layered. Have drinks, goes to his ranch.
Bareback.
Yeah. He helps her around the house with projects as well when I'm not around.
Look, she doesn't need to go see the vegetables over there.
Wonder
she can
what
go to
that project is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Amy said it's like a Hallmark movie, right? The Hallmark movie. What would happen in the Hallmark movie?
They always go back to the ex.
She's going back to the ex at the ranch.
Valid.
Riding bareback.
Okay.
What would happen if this were a Netflix documentary?
Valid.
This jealous boyfriend would go
Oh,
yeah, done so.
Yeah, we have to be bad.
Yeah,
let's not do that. All right. End it, bro. Or let her know one more time you're ending it. There's no way that's happening. That's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Lunchbox, you got a lot of voicemails about you talking about all the hotties that are on college campuses right now.
Why? They go by and check them out?
No. Katrina in South Knoxville.
Oh my goodness, Lunchbox. Shame on you, buddy. You know there's a song out there called She's Somebody's Daughter. Your wife, you should be kissing her feet at this moment for all the stuff you just said. Shame, shame, shame. Marriage is sacred. That's all I got to say. Marriage is sacred. I have to say this. You're a pig. That just sounded like a pig. Would you want your kids doing that? No. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I was loaded with voicemails very similar to that. But final thoughts, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I mean, if she is in South Knoxville, she should drive by the University of Tennessee.
No, there, not her. Okay.
And listen, yes, they are someone's daughter, but they are, you know, of adult age, and guys look
goodness.
At them. And yes, marriage is sacred. I didn't say I was going to, you know, make out with them. I just said I was looking at them.
All right, there he is. All right, let's get started with today's show. Glad everybody's here. Kane Brown will be in later.
Fun Fact Friday.
Around the room, everybody's got their most fun fact. Let's start with the big hitter first. That will be... Everybody's waiting to see if it's
there. Come on.
Let's go with Lunchbox.
Oh.
Back in the day in Italy, thousands of teens were castrated each year.
Okay, why is this always a thing? It's always farts. Uh-huh. Or,
yeah, something.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm going to stop being surprised. Go ahead.
Okay. Back in the day in Italy, prepubescent teens were castrated.
I don't like this.
In hopes that they would rise to superstars in the opera. Their parents wanted them to keep their high-pitched voice.
Sopranos. Wow.
So they didn't want them to go through puberty. So, whoop!
Alto. What are you saying, Scooby Steve?
The castrados?
That castrati. I don't know how to say it.
That because of castration? That's what they called it? Castrados?
Wow. Yeah, they wanted them to rise to castrati.
What's a soprano then?
Superstars of the opera and choirs of the church. And so they would whack.
Can you still be a castrati?
No, because your voice goes deep.
Okay, but I'm saying, could you sing at that level even if you had your stuff? Like, are there a few?
I don't know. This is all the parents thought, that this is how you got them to be that level, so they would castrate them.
That's sad.
That's bizarre and not fun. Okay, Fun Fact Friday. Let's go over to Amy. Amy.
Okay, who on the show has the hairiest chest?
Boom.
Lunchbox is showing us his.
Oh, that's weird.
That's gross. That's Scuba Steve has the hairiest chest.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, he's going to show us, too. Everybody wants to show their chest.
Check it out. Look at it.
Oh, my good. That's a lot of hair.
I don't have a lot of hair on my chest.
Don't unbutton lower. That's a hairy stomach, too.
Do you have hair on your chest?
I have zero hair on my chest.
Okay, why?
Well, because it is a fact that having a hairy chest has been linked to higher intelligence in men.
Boom. And it's a fact.
Woo. Research has been done.
It's been linked.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay. Not true.
Okay, well, you guys are way smarter than Eddie and I.
That's right.
Okay.
We'll just sleep in it and live in it. All right, let's go over to No Hair himself. Eddie, what do you have?
Guys, did you know that carrots can turn you orange? So if you eat 3 large carrots a day for several weeks, the increased beta carotene in your blood could actually turn your skin orange.
I should eat more carrots and spend less time spray tanning.
That's what I thought of. Like Ray, when he spray tans, he's completely orange.
Absolutely. Speaking of Ray, he's hopping in today. Mm-hmm. Ray, your fun fact.
Bones, when you were in Costa Rica filming Snake in the Grass, I don't know if you saw these kind of monkeys, but there's a group of white-faced capuchin monkeys that put their fingers into each other's noses, and that's how they get to know each other. In America, we shake hands, dogs sniff each other. These monkeys, finger in the nose.
I didn't see them.
You should have looked for them.
I did. Look for any monkey. We did see monkeys in trees above us in the woods.
Crazy.
But never saw the finger in the nose monkey.
Maybe next time, next season.
Maybe next time. Okay. The quote, drink 8 glasses of water a day advice came from 1945 that had no medical basis.
Okay.
It was a recommendation with no medical basis whatsoever. According to doctors, you should drink when you're thirsty, but you have to listen to your body because your body is pretty good at judging when it's low on water. So there is no medical basis in 8 glasses a day.
Hmm.
Now, most people I know are like, you have to drink more water, more water, more water. I subscribe to the different method. I drink no water.
Really?
No water?
Almost none. I have a couple drinks in the morning, 1 at night, call it a day.
That's not healthy. Even when you're working out?
I have all Mountain Dew all the time.
That's not true.
Can't run on this thing. That all Mountain Dew. No, I should drink more water, but that's where that comes from. It's like, even though like our the holidays, Valentine's Day, greeting card company.
Of course.
It's like most of that stuff that we hear, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's bullcrap. Cereal company made that up. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. You know who made that up? The ocean.
Water company?
The ocean company.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman was throwing the football with her husband in the water. So they weren't out in the sand where everybody's hanging out, in the water. And a ring that belonged to her great-grandmother slipped off her finger. So obviously she was frantic. She still couldn't find it. So she took to Facebook, said, hey, anybody that's out at the beach today, can you please look for my ring or in the coming days? So this guy, Lou Ossie, he's 60 years old and he has a metal detector. He decided to go out there. For 2 days he looked. No luck. Well, third day was a charm because he found it. 4 inches below the sand in the water.
That's crazy.
So pretty crazy that he was able to find it. And he went on Facebook and left her a comment and said, please tell me this is the ring that you're looking for so I can finally get off this beach.
And he didn't pawn it.
Right.
Yeah, that's no, awesome. He saw the post she put up and he was determined to find it. So he did, which is pretty cool.
It's a good story. Appreciate that, Lou Alcindor.
Man, last time I was at the beach.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor.
Is that his real name?
No, what's that guy's name?
Lou Ossie?
Lou Alcindor was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Me neither.
Wow.
What were you asking?
No, last time I was at the beach, my son lost one of his scuba masks, And he lost in the water, and I'm like, well, I should find it. It should be right here, wherever we are. But I can find it anywhere.
Go to Facebook. Go to the show's Facebook page.
I mean, this guy
see
finds a ring.
Can
but
come
you're
find
not
going
to be able to find that with a metal detector.
Well, that's true. It's plastic.
Yeah. All right, good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox is the Mighty Ducks of Easy Trivia. No one expects you to win, but you're right at it.
I'm right there. I'm
yeah.
right.
Eddie's got four as we play to five. Lunchbox has three. So it's easy trivia, too. It's easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Don't miss a question, because if you do, you'll hear this.
You've been booed.
It's really easy. Amy, what superhero has an S on his chest?
Superman.
Correct. What superhero turns green when angry, Lunchbox?
Hulk.
Correct. What superhero has a red, white, and blue shield with a star in the middle, Eddie?
Captain America.
Correct. Morgan, what superhero got their powers from a radioactive spider?
Spider-Man.
Correct. It's easy like that, right?
Oh, that's easy. It. That's it.
If you miss now, you're gone.
Come on, Amy. Focus.
Amy, Boise is the capital of what state?
Idaho.
Correct. Lunchbox, Sacramento is the capital of what state?
California.
Correct. Eddie, Indianapolis is the capital of what state?
Indiana.
Correct. Morgan, Columbus is the capital of what state?
Ohio.
Correct.
Wow.
I thought we were losing Morgan there.
Pretty good.
Good job, everybody.
Rude.
Country legends.
I like that.
There's the next category. Question one, and I'm going to play you a hook. In 1980, which country legend had this number one hit?
He stopped loving her today.
George Jones.
Correct. George Jones.
Wow, Amy, great get.
Okay, now it's your turn.
Nice
well,
job.
Let's give me someone.
Which country legend had their first number one in 1965, Lunchbox, with the song I Walk the Line?
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
He's faking it.
No, no, it's that movie.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
This is so dumb.
No, Johnny Cash.
Correct.
Yeah, crazy.
I was thinking of June Carter Cash. That's all I could get in my head.
Eddie,
I,
which country legend duetted with Julio Iglesias in 1984 on this single?
All the girls I love.
Bones, you and I dressed up as them for Halloween. Give me Willie Nelson.
Correct. Morgan, what legendary mother and daughter had number ones in 1984? The first one was Why Not Me?
Why not me on a rainy day? Why not me to love me?
Wynonna and Naomi Judd. The Judds.
Correct. Good.
Okay.
All right, good. It takes a second to get there.
That was close.
Easy trivia. The next category is continents. Oh. Amy, what continent is North Korea on?
Asia.
Correct. Lunchbox, what continent is Nigeria in?
Africa.
Correct. Eddie, what continent is Amsterdam in?
Europe.
Correct. Morgan, what continent is Mexico City in?
North America.
Correct. Move a little faster now, guys. Nobody's been eliminated.
Okay.
Fictional TV towns. Amy, Pawnee, Indiana is the town in what NBC comedy? Pawnee, Indiana.
Parks and Rec.
Correct.
Boom!
Oh! Wow, Amy. Good
Lunchbox,
job.
Dillon, Texas is the town from what NBC drama?
Friday Night Lights.
Let's go.
Correct.
Let's go, Panthers.
Eddie, Hawkins, Indiana is the town from what Netflix show?
Yeah, that is Stranger Things.
Correct.
Oh
Morgan,
gosh.
Springfield is the town from what animated Fox show?
Simpsons.
Correct.
Oh, my
Moving
gosh.
Along even faster. Planet nicknames.
Oh,
Nicknames. Amy, what planet is the red planet?
Mars.
Correct.
Whoa!
Lunchbox, what planet is nicknamed the third rock from the sun?
Man, there's that TV show, so I'm going to say Earth.
Correct.
Yes! Yes!
Eddie, what planet is the ringed planet?
Saturn.
Correct. What dwarf planet once had the nickname the ice planet, Morgan?
Dwarf planet? Pluto?
Correct. Nobody's
out. My goodness.
Nobody's
out.
Oh, my U.S. presidents. Which president never lived in the White House, Amy?
George Washington.
Correct. Good job.
It wasn't built till the second.
Lunchbox, who was the tallest president at 6'4" and was elected in 1861?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
Ugh.
Eddie, what does the H stand for in George H.W. Bush?
George H. Herbert. George. Herman. Herman.
Herman. Bonham.
You've
yes,
been boned.
It was Herbert.
It was Herbert.
Yes, you said it.
Who's George Herman? Babe Ruth.
Idiot.
George Herman is Babe Ruth.
Idiot.
Oh, really?
Morgan, which president lived the shortest life at 46 years old?
Oh,
no. Poor guy.
I don't know. JFK.
Correct.
Whoa!
This is crazy.
Animal group names. Which group of insects would you refer if you're talking about them as a colony or an army?
Ants.
Correct. Lunchbox, what group of animals would you call a pride?
Lions.
Correct.
Yeah.
What group of insect would you call a swarm, Morgan?
Bees.
Correct.
This is crazy.
We've never gone this long. We have all grab bags.
Love it.
Do you like scary movies? Is a quote from what famous 90s movie, Amy?
What?
Do you like scary movies? Is a quote from what famous 90s movie?
Do you like scary movies? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Boner! Oh,
you've been boned.
The answer is?
Scream.
Scream.
Oh, I know. I don't watch
Wow.
that.
Lunchbox. Oh, what protects the Earth from the sun's harmful rays?
Ozone layer.
Correct.
Let's go!
Come on,
Let's
Morgan.
Let's go, Morgan!
Where is the smallest bone in the human body located, Morgan?
She's looking at her body.
Where is the smallest bone in the human body located?
Your toes?
Bone! Boner!
Your foot?
Boner!
Bone.
Boner! It's in the ear!
It's in the ear. Oh my gosh.
It's the
handle!
How does he know this?
Let's go.
Job, let's
Lunchbox
go.
Wins. He is one away. He's one away from getting the literal crown. Good job, Lunchbox. You're one away from the championship. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, I just wanted to get some advice from Bobby. I have a credit card. I have to pay the minimum, and it's not ever going anywhere, getting it paid off. Does he have any advice on what I could do to hurry and get that paid off? All right, thanks. Love the show.
I'll give you a quick piece. I would, before worrying about this, find the things that you spend money on daily and weekly. Just do the little drill here. What do I spend money on that I actually don't have to have that's like a luxury? Just list them all. And then pick one or two and then take that money and put it toward it. Now, I can say that, but Eddie's actually done this.
Yeah.
Eddie, how much debt did you guys have?
Oh, my gosh. What, like $25,000, $30,000 in debt?
And what was that? Bad. What was that debt? Credit card?
It was all credit card debt. It all started like a year after we got married. We went to Hawaii and boom, it started from there.
And how did you get out of that debt? Because it only happened recently that you got out.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Man, and that's what you said was key. Like, you got to go down and be like, okay, can't go out to eat. Can't do that. Got to cut that out. Cable stuff, you know, like, oh, let's get rid of channels or whatever. Things like that add up really quickly. So that's important. But Bones, if you get extra money, like from anywhere, just give that chunk to the credit card company. That way you just keep chopping at that big balance. And don't that interest rate, if you're just paying the minimum, I mean, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's how they get you. So it's I would make a list of the things that you enjoy, but you don't have to have. But you have to cut them all out because you'll be miserable. But you can cut a few of them out and put it toward that. It's a tough thing to do. But you can do it. I have faith in you. All right, here's Eleanor from Washington, D.C.
What do you call a belt with a clock on it? A waste of time. I thought it was funny. Anyway, you guys are great. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Creditcards.com put out this survey saying that half of Americans have unused gift cards that are just sitting around their house. And normally it's about $175 worth of gift cards that are lying around and we need to use them. And if you add all of those up in the country, that's $21 billion of unused money.
Well, somewhere there's a $100 gift card that Eddie got me for Uber Eats.
There you go. Add that to the $1 billion.
So now it's $21,100,000.
Exactly.
Somebody stole it. Yeah, the problem is with me, I think, when I use a gift card, that there's like $4 left on it. I'm just like, well, I don't want to go spend $4 when I can't buy something for $4. It's going to make me spend even more money. But that's how they get us, right? That's how they get us.
Yeah, or you can use the $4 and then pay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have to go and spend $4 to buy something I don't really want.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So,
They say here, too, another way to use up your gift cards is to re-gift them to someone. So
here's $4, Mike D. Go get you something at Express. Okay. What else, Amy?
So Shaq was embarrassed that he couldn't help his son fill out a resume. He actually had to call someone for help. He says he feels pretty lucky in life that he's never had to have a real job because obviously he's a professional or was a professional basketball player and quite successful. But it is interesting that he's never had to fill out a resume before.
Yeah, I guess he started to be good at basketball 10, 11 years old. So why you would never even need to learn. All right, what else?
And Kane Brown is now a sheriff with a badge. He had a concert in Michigan, and a sheriff was there and had him raise his right hand, repeat after him, and he was deputized. Here's a clip.
The best of my abilities.
Help me God.
Check this out, everybody. Look what he's got now. That's it, man. He's got his own badge. There you go, man.
Yeah. Well, Kane Brown's a sheriff, and I'm a doctor. The world's going to piss. All right, let's be honest about it. Kane and I are taking over, and we shouldn't be. But you know what? We'll take it, and we'll go from there. All right, it's a good job. Good job, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
After graduating from high school, Mike Huss got a job as custodian at Lone Elementary School. He says, man, I could never really see myself in education, but he loved being with the kids all day long. He was at school, all the kids. He was like, man, maybe I do like this. So they said, well, go and become a teacher. So he did while he worked at the school still. Didn't say much about it to a lot of folks. But he said, I want to show my kid that if I can do this as your dad, you can do it too. So he did. So now the school he was the janitor at, he's now the principal of.
Wow.
Boom. Boom. But not a teacher.
The principal.
He went all full elevation and is the principal now. So he said, I'm trying to help students believe in themselves. That's a really cool story. My cuss. It almost sounds like I'm saying my cuss.
But you're not.
But it's Mike Huss. Principal Huss.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, great job, Principal Huss. That's an amazing story. Glad we could share it. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.